Right. Tennessee, Ole Miss tomorrow night. Checkered kneeling under the lights. How do the Vols get it done? How do the Vols pull off the upset? We'll tell you next here on the Starting Lineup. Live from Long's Drugstore for your Football Friday on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
From the Budweiser studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Where are we? It's a home away from home, as I like to call it. It's Long's Drugstore, where you can find us for the next 3 hours. Tyler Ivins and Will West, 656-9900 on the Stanley Fitz and Gates Hotline. So much for us to get into today, including Will West, a complete breakdown of everything that you need to know about Tennessee Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin returning to Knoxville, and Josh Heupel spoke to the media yesterday, and man, from start to finish, there's a chance this thing could get out of hand, but if you're taking on what Josh Heupel had to say yesterday, he doesn't want to think about fireworks. He wants to take it first downs at a time, my man. Good morning,
Jay. Good morning. It's, look, offensive game. It's what you're looking at, yep. Right? Like, who scores the most? Who gets a defensive stop or two? That's what's going to happen. Tennessee cannot afford a lull in this one.
Absolutely
they played
not.
One game that it's been four quarters. The rest of them, there's been some type of lull somewhere along the way offensively. They can't afford that against Ole Miss tonight, so or tomorrow night. So let's see where we go. Let's see how far Tennessee has advanced, I guess, is what I'm looking at. So for me, that's the big thing that I want to know from Tennessee is
sure. This
is a little bit of a measuring stick and a little bit of a litmus test to find out how far Tennessee has advanced in their rebuild. They've probably gone farther already than we thought they were going to. But let's see where they are against this Ole Miss team that maybe is a little better offensively than we thought they were going to be, especially running the football. But they're definitely not as good as we thought they could be defensively this year. So let's see where we're at with that.
You know, I was watching a special yesterday when they were breaking down every Heisman candidate who had a legitimate chance of actually being in New York at the end of the year with a chance to win the hardware. And they were looking at Matt Corral's final schedule down the stretch. And Ole Miss's calendar, based on the defenses they're going to play moving forward, there's not going to be a single matchup now that they're past Alabama. The struggles of LSU points out another one that makes them believe that there could be somebody who stands in the way. So they're anticipating. These are just the experts looking ahead at where Heisman voting could land, that Matt Corral is going to have a launching pad every game he has remaining through the remainder of October and November, including tomorrow's Tennessee game. And for a guy who hasn't thrown an interception yet, you know he's licking at the chops and probably smells blood in the water for an opportunity to continue to put up 4 or 5 touchdowns a game. Tennessee's defense has got to find a way to get to that quarterback tomorrow. And it's funny because you talk about what the SEC defenses can do. Matt Corral, he can do it on both the legs and the arm, and I'm sure he's wanting to add to those stats tomorrow.
Yeah, and I would say, too, the one thing that I thought was interesting with the Alabama game against Ole Miss, the one loss Ole Miss has,
yep.
It wasn't like Alabama kept them from moving the ball. What Alabama did was keep them – what was get those stops on fourth down. That's the one thing that Alabama did. And so Ole Miss is going to go for it a bajillion times on fourth down. The key is going to have to be for Tennessee to make sure that you can get some stops on fourth down. And if you can do that and you can continue to do what you do offensively, you got a really good chance to win this game. Did you see they did it again? They did it again. They took a shot at Tennessee again on Tennessee's fans, specifically on social media.
What you have to do is ignore emojis, ignore some of the comments that are made. I don't know what Ole Miss's social media is doing. I think it's because Tennessee fans are giving it attention, and why not continue to just prod? Knoxville, Tennessee has the best college atmosphere in the country is what it was, with about 19 red flag emojis tied to it. Will, I mean, why continue? If Tennessee fans would stop acknowledging Ole Miss, then guess what? I bet Ole Miss' Twitter account would leave them alone.
No. They want some, so let them have some. But that's the key. That's what
I don't know how much smoke I can carry.
This is what they want. Okay, come get it. And you got to bring the thunder tomorrow. I mean, that's this point blank. Tennessee fans, they've called you out 4 times this week. They called you out 4 times from Monday to Thursday. They've called out Tennessee's fan base. So if they want it, you got to give it to them. And that's just the way that I look at it. Like, so it's a matter of, okay, you want some. You want to mess around and find out? Mess around. You might find out. And that's what Tennessee fans have to do is bring the god dang thunder. It's been, let's be real, it's been tough. It's been a lot of noon games. The crowds have not been great. It's been dang near a decade and a half of suck.
Yeah.
But on this one, you're going to have to get old school with it. And it's going to have to be 90, feels like 98. It's going to have to be like 2001. It's going to have to be like that kind of crowd, that electric atmosphere. That's what it's going to have to be if Tennessee's going to be able to answer the call from Ole Miss. And, sure. And which is, again, I have never seen a football account. It's one that they call it, players or teams, yeah, or coaches. But they have gone right after the fan base here. And Tennessee's got a sellout. Are you going to handle your business, Tennessee fans? That's what I want to know.
It's funny you bring that up, Will, because today is Find Out Friday.
Is it?
It is Find Out Friday. Mess around and find out Friday.
Yes.
So it's funny how Tennessee fans are going to take today to build up what tomorrow is going to lead to. And I will say, I know quite a few Ole Miss fans that are making the trek up. They've taken the early lunch, the late lunch to get out of town, whatever it may be. And they're going to be coming to Knoxville early this evening, late tonight. So if you're looking for what are the crowds going to be on, the Strip is going to be pretty amped up tonight. And I'm sure all day tomorrow leading into the night game, there's a good chance that the best atmosphere that you're looking for all year long, yeah, even over Georgia, could be happening today and tomorrow just because of where the game lands on the calendar. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. We have a lot, and I do mean a lot, we have to get into today from start to finish here at Long's Drugstore. I just want to go over there and high-five Ruthie. I just want to see how she's doing. It's been a minute since I've seen you, Ruthie. Will, you – hey, now, Will, he's a growing boy. This is a guy who's got to put away a lot of groceries.
We like eggs.
Not only that.
We like eggs a lot.
I can smell the deliciousness that's coming from the other side of that counter. Already hot coffee's been served up today. And when you stop by today, Will West, look who we have in front of us right now. Peggy is setting up what they have at WIBK, Vol Network, game day t-shirts here. So if you're looking to stop by, get your official 2021 game day t-shirt. Tomorrow, 7:30 kickoff doesn't have to wait. You could join us bright and early here on a Football Friday, and we're already getting things rolled out
for
you.
Yeah, stop by and see us here. Long's Drugstore, one of the venerable stops in East Tennessee. We're looking at 65 years of Long's Drugstore in East Tennessee. If you've never been to Long's, this is a fantastic time to do it. What, are you trying to go to work today? Of course you're not. Stop by and see us. Have amazing breakfast with us at Long's Drugstore today here with TSL.
All right, on the other side, Eric Kane. Update time. We're going to be checking in with our friends over at WVLT in the next 20 minutes. Set your televisions up to WVLT channel number 8, and we'll let you know how you can score a Ford, one of those final opportunities, if you want to get your hands on that 2021 Ford Mustang from our friends over at Ted Russell Ford. 99.1. All morning long, you can find TSL here at Long's.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
High school football, Corn stormed back to defeat Oak Ridge last night on Robbery Thursday, 42-35 the final. Deshaun Bishop impressed with another monster game, 272 yards on 31 carries, 4 touchdowns in the victory. Other Thursday finals include Sevier County's 42-0 shutout win over Heritage and Gallenberg Pittman's 48-6 beat down in Northview Academy. Thursday night football saw the Buccaneers hold off the Eagles for the 28-22 win. Tom Brady threw for a pair of touchdowns. Leonard Fournette ran for 2 as well. And the Dodgers broke through, defeating the Giants 2-1 in Game 5 of the ALDS, advancing on to play the Braves in the National League Championship Series. Have a little fun with Instant Games. October Instant Games available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, with top prizes ranging anywhere from $5,000 up to $500,000. It's 6:11, extended UT football practice reports. 10 minutes of Kaner coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
As a kid, his favorite bedtime story was the October 1967 edition of Sports Illustrated.
Tyler Ivins in the starting lineup on 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the starting lineup, 99.1 FM, The Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West. We'll be back with you here in just a moment. But it's Eric Kane here. Time for an extended Tennessee football practice report as we head on into game day weekend. After a full week of anticipation, officially just one day away from getting Tennessee and Ole Miss underway tomorrow, jam-packed Neyland Stadium. The Vols are coming in hot, winning their past two SEC games in dominant fashion, while the Rebels come to Knoxville after winning in a shootout over Arkansas at home last week, 52-51. Tennessee is 4-2 on the season, 2-1 in Southeastern Conference play. Ole Miss 4-1 with its lone loss coming in to SEC West foe Alabama 2 weeks ago. Lane Kiffin returns to Knoxville for the first time as head coach on the visiting sideline. Kiffin coached for the Vols in 2009 before leaving for USC after just one season. The Vols sit as 2.5-point home underdogs as of Friday morning, while kickoff is slated for 7:30 on the SEC Network with Crew A on the call of Tom Hart, Jordan Rogers, and Cole Kublik. You can also catch that game via the Vol Radio Network right here in Knoxville on the flagship station for your Vols, 99.1 The Sports Animal. The story of this one is offense. Offense, and more offense. These two teams rank first and second in the country, respectively, in average plays per minute. The Rebels snapping the ball at 2.8 times, and the Vols just behind at 2.87 times per minute. The pace of play in similar schemes makes complete sense, as Ole Miss offensive coordinator Jeff Lebby spent two seasons in Orlando with Josh Heupel at UCF before leaving for Oxford in 2020. Ole Miss is of national significance this season, ranking second in total low with an average of 561.6 yards per game, third in points at 46 an outing. It's a top five rushing team with 259 yards on the ground a game, and it's been an incredible on fourth down, converting those rates, making good on the gamble 18 of 24 times for an eye-popping 75%. Quarterback Matt Corral is very much in the Heisman conversation, throwing for 12 touchdowns, 1,497 yards in five games with no interceptions. He's also the second leading rusher on the team with 322 yards, a team leading eight rushing touchdowns. Corral is sixth in the nation and second in the SEC with a quarterback rating of 182.4. Tennessee's Hendon Hooker ranks right in front of him and fifth nationally, first in the SEC with a quarterback rating of 185.9. Hooker has been impressive in his own right, leading the Vols nationally in top 10 scoring offense at 41.5 points per game, and the SEC's third best team in terms of total offense at 474 yards an outing. Ole Miss employs three veteran running backs in Henry Parrish, Snoop Connor, and 2020 All-Conference tailback Jerrion Ealy, though he missed last week's game against Arkansas. Dontario Drummond is the team's best wide receiver with 460 yards and five touchdowns, while Braylon Sanders is the deep threat target, averaging 24 yards a reception. As good as Ole Miss has been offensively this season through five games, they've been equally as bad defensively on that side of the football. The Rebels rank as the league's third worst defense in total yards and scoring, giving up 31 points a game, 432 yards on average. Tennessee's defense, on the other hand, ranks sixth in the SEC in both of those categories. Maryland transfer linebacker Chance Campbell is their best player in the middle, leading the team with 38 tackles. Star player Otis Reese is their best defensive back, while corner safety Keydron Smith has two interceptions. Sam Williams up front has five sacks on the year. The unit has forced eight takeaways this season, but allows an abysmal 193 yards on the ground per contest. Last week, Arkansas racked up 350 rushing yards against the Rebels, and that's where the Vols have to take advantage, in the run game and overall pace of the offense, taking advantage of the bad defense to keep up with Ole Miss's offensive attack. The offense is getting all the storylines in this one, and deservingly so, but I believe it's the team who can come up with the big defensive stop late in this football game, and that's what we're going to be leaving the stadium talking about post-game, because I think that's going to be the difference. On the injury front, Tennessee may have to go without running back Tyon Evans, as Josh Heupel was noncommittal on whether if he'll be available to play or not. Heupel did note, however, that Evans got more work in as the week went along. If you remember, Evans left that second half against South Carolina with an ankle injury. Tennessee does expect to get back a number of players for this win, including Cooper Mays, Jabari Small, Theo Jackson, and Danico Slaughter, along with a few others. It's going to be a fun night inside Neyland Stadium tomorrow. A sellout, checkered Neyland, and two explosive offenses going to work. Oh, and Lane Kiffin comes back to town. So get your popcorn ready, because it's about to be a show. Kickoff is slated for 7:30, and our game day all-day coverage kicks off at 10 a.m. It's Tennessee and Ole Miss tomorrow at 7:30 right here on The Sports Animal. This extended UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush, get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage today at 947-7527.
We are counting it down. It's just
6 days until
it's basketball time in Tennessee.
This Sports Animal Countdown to Tip-Off is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. People helping people since 1934.
Just before Tennessee gets going with Ole Miss tomorrow. Again, that game is going to be at 7:30, televised on the SEC Network. But you know we got you right here on the Sports Animal. You'll have Vol Network coverage that kicks off at 6 o'clock. But we're going to get going all day
really early in the morning. Game day pregame, Joel Silverberg and myself, we will start things off at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll carry you until noon. And, of course, then the rest of the game day lineups, the Saturday Sports Talk, Football Digest, SEC Notebook, College Football Today, all that and more is going to be up right after us. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And, gentlemen, I mean, it's finally here as we welcome Tyler Robbins, Will West back into the show. A lot of anticipation this week, but you look ahead, and it's finally Tennessee and Ole Miss coming up tomorrow.
We were just talking to Casey and Harry about it, Kaner, about just, look, to me, we can sit here for 3 hours, 6 hours. Now, we can take every hour of the 13 hours of local programming we do here from 6 to 7 p. on NML and talk about the offenses. And we probably still would need more time about just the potential of what these offenses could do on the field. But you know what? I think a lot needs to be made out of what the defense is. Who's going to be the team that makes the first mistake and the defense can actually move forward? I mean, look, I know they were just mentioning to us on the news about coming off huge victories. Look, Will, I like Sam Pittman's call to roll the dice on the two-point conversion. I hate the play call. The call to go for it's fine.
Agreed.
It's the play call I hate.
Yeah.
So is Ole Miss riding all this momentum if they can find a way to actually convert a pass or make a better two-point conversion call? I don't know, but to me, I've seen enough from Tennessee the last 2 weeks that leads me to believe that with as bad as that defense can be at times in Oxford, Tennessee can most certainly go point for point, punch for punch tomorrow with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, the one thing that I look at with Tennessee is just I just keep coming back to, are you going to have that lull? And we've seen that from Tennessee, and Eric, you talked about it earlier in the week. The concern with this offense is if you have two drives in a row where you don't score points or you don't get first downs, all of a sudden you're sitting in, you're putting your defense in a really bad spot, and when the offense is dynamic as Ole Miss's, that's problematic. So I would say that's the concern that I have for Tennessee is, can they play a complete four-quarter game? We've not seen it yet but once from Tennessee. Against Ole Miss, you've just got to be able to do that. Now, Arkansas, I think Arkansas is good. I think K.J. Jefferson is not 100% healthy, and I think a healthy K.J. Jefferson, Arkansas wins that game. I think that if Sam Pittman goes to overtime, there's a really good chance Arkansas wins that game because they couldn't stop him. So I did not love the call for him to go for it there, but I understand why at the end of the day. For me, this is going to come down to how Tennessee performs. Am I wrong? I just think you're going to get whatever you want from Ole Miss. You know exactly what you're going to get. So for me, this is about what can Tennessee do, how consistent can Tennessee be, and can they not have that quarter and a half lull that's kind of plagued this team throughout the year?
And that's what it comes down to, right? Can Tennessee find it? Look, it would be foolish, right? Foolish for us to sit here at Long's this morning and say Tennessee's going to drop another 28 in the first quarter, right?
Yeah.
Would it?
It's possible, and both teams could score, could drop 20.
You didn't think it was ever going to happen again, and then it happened again.
Yeah. Well, I would also say both teams could do it, because that's one thing about this game specifically, is just that both teams are capable of doing that. So we could be looking at, we could be looking at 45 points at the end of the first or at the end of the first quarter with these two teams.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here, because everybody that at least when it first opened up, the odds did, everybody said, just drop on the under. Why? We're not going to be. I mean, that's almost a score every drive. And that is nobody missing a beat and continuing to produce at a high octane level. Gentlemen, I don't see why you're shying away from Tennessee Ole Miss not performing at a high octane level. This thing opened up at 84 points, Will. As of this morning, you can get Mississippi as a 3-point favorite, but the total's dropped a touchdown from 84. It's now over under at 78 even.
Right, yeah, that's right. I mean, that's probably closer to where I think it's going to be. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about winning and losing this game. You know what I mean? More so than that, but it's who cares what the point total is at the end of the day when it comes to that? But if you're Tennessee, but I do think that's the neighborhood of where it's going to be.
Right.
The key, again, it comes down to, can Tennessee get those stops? Tennessee's better defensively than Ole Miss is. Are they better defensively than Arkansas? I don't quite know. And so as good as they've been, let's see what they can do against this Ole Miss team. I keep coming back to it's not about, you don't have to stop them. You just have to stop them on fourth down. Here or there. You don't have to consistently stop them.
You're not wrong.
You just have to make them settle for field goals. And the one thing that Tennessee has to do is finish off drives. Because, again, until these last two games, that was a big thing that I thought Tennessee struggled with, was finishing off drives. It's third and six, and you got a receiver open downfield. Can your quarterback put the ball in his hands on time? you don't have a margin for error because of how many points that Ole Miss is capable of scoring, in my opinion.
Where are you at right now with Matt Corral and what we're seeing out of him? I've already mentioned once this week, the highest any Ole Miss quarterback has finished in the Heisman voting has been third. And you're talking about Archie, you're talking about Eli. Matt Corral certainly is going to finish above that this year. I think him and Young go 1-2. The question is, does Corral have enough season left to be able to overtake Young since the head-to-head loss? Are we talking about a guy who can likely win the Heisman this year tomorrow night?
He can. I'll be honest with you. I think somebody else is going to win the Heisman that's not Bryce Young or Matt Corral.
Really?
It seems like that kind of year where somebody else just comes in the second half of the season,
yep,
makes a run. Because they've been good. They've not been incredible. They've not been great. There's a drop-off from what we've seen in the quarterback position from last year to this year. I don't know that there's a franchise quarterback in college football playing regularly right now, and like an NFL franchise quarterback. So we'll see, but he's in the conversation. He's a really good player. He hasn't made mistakes. The stats aren't nearly as gaudy as people act like they are. But considering this, I'll tell you the thing Ole Miss does, they run the football.
Right.
Like, that's the thing to me that you're trying to do is Tennessee's been so good against the run this year until the second half of that South Carolina game. I have major concerns about the poor play of that linebacking core in the second half of that game, just cutback lanes and things like that. That Tennessee's going to have to man. And so Juwan Mitchell's not out there. And having your starting nickel back out, or, you know, star, whatever you want to call it, having your starting nickel back out there is going to be beneficial in that regard. But that, to me, is the key to this. It's Matt Corral's going to get his, let him get his. If he throws for six bills and you lose 56-49, oh, well, you lost 56-49. But to me, what they want to do first and second is run the football, and then Matt Corral does everything off of their ability to run the football and you having to put extra guys in the box, and then they beat you downfield with the big play off of runs. So to me, it's about stopping the run. I think, are we at, is it three guys that are over 300 yards rushing right now for Ole Miss? I want to say it is, or somewhere in that neighborhood. I mean, it's wild the way that they do it by committee kind of Ole Miss does. So for me, it's about that. It's about making sure that they making sure that you limit what they do in the run game at least. And then if Matt Corral goes out and throws for five bills, Matt Corral goes out and throws for five bills.
Is this something that you believe hits a lull after next year? Because there's a lot of people who believe that Jeff Levy could be up for a promotion as a head coach somewhere after this year.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he could. It'd be a smart hire from somebody, right? I mean, so that's the thing. I mean, the one thing that, I mean, how many times have we had to correct this week and into this year about, well, Lane Kiffin's offense. Well, Lane Kiffin's not calling this play.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's not running that offense. So he has a say in the matter, and I'm sure it's by committee to some extent. But when you saw when Lane was home, when they had the COVID issues, that offense did exactly the same thing it always does.
Yep.
So I do think that Levy, it could be one and done with Levy, but they'll just try to go hire Golish or somebody like that. Like, I don't know. They'll go try to hire somebody, and Tennessee will have to outspend to make sure that it doesn't happen. Or Levy will probably suggest someone that's on the staff. And they'll try to make sure that they, you know what I mean, so they can keep this offensive system going.
You know, immediately, and Kaner, I want you to chime in on this as well. Immediately, I look at how Tennessee will struggle against Ole Miss's offense, which, by the way, for those of you not keeping tabs at home, they're ranked third overall in total offense in FBS football. 130 programs, Ole Miss third, bronze medal. This is also a Matt Corral quarterback who has 8 rushing touchdowns himself, Will West. And you want to talk about a Tennessee defense that's fared well, top 25 in rushing defense this year. But I'm not breaking any news to you. As long as you've covered the program, I swear to you, Tennessee can't cover an offense that has a mobile quarterback. Look what Emory Jones did to him. That's why a lot of people were talking about finding quarterbacks who were rehabbing and couldn't use their legs as much. Touchdowns are still touchdowns. I'm more fearful of what Matt Corral could do on the ground more than what he can do with his right.
Well, for me, it's Ole Miss period on the ground. It's not just what Corral does is different than Emory Jones, because it's not a matter of pick your poison who's going to run the football.
Right.
It's a matter of using his legs to extend plays and then scrambling when there's nothing there, especially when you're a man coverage. Right. So it's Kaepernick is what
Fair.
Matt Corral does. So that's the thing that you got to be worried about with Matt Corral, and you got to make sure you hit him when you get the chance to hit him. You got to make sure you hit him. So that's how I kind of look at this with Corral, is make him think twice about it by hitting him. And one thing about Corral that we've seen the last year and a half, nobody seems to be able to get a good lick on that guy. And he kind of goes down early, or even when he finishes off runs, it's like you just can't. It's like Dobbs. Nobody ever really nailed Josh Dobbs. Corral's pretty similar, but it's not going to be the designed runs that you saw with Emory Jones in Florida, I don't think. It's going to be Russell Wilson or something like that.
He's Will West, Tyler Ivan, 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Will, today at Long's, The Game Day All Day t-shirts from WIVK are here as well if you want to stop by and see your sister station as well. Officially get this big weekend started here bright and early on a Friday morning. Ruthie's already handed us. Now, listen, you never hand us the legal pad that we can actually write down. She's ripping tickets right now.
That's right.
How many eggs going to put you down for an entire chicken?
We'll say very Ron Swanson-esque. We'll just say that.
I think what you miss you. I think you, what you heard me say was I want a lot of bacon and eggs. Give me all the bacon and eggs that you have. So you and Jay Leifert are going to have to fight over who's going to get the first set of eggs. And I will say this. Coming up on the other side, Will, 4-2 last week. We just missed the 50-unit plateau by this much, my man. We're 49 games over 500. This is the week we can do it. If we go 5-1 this week, we have an opportunity. 5-1, excuse me. We go 4-2 this week. We're officially over 50 games. I think we got a 6-0 weekend in us. Let's find out how it plays out. To the window on the other side. It's happening from Long's this morning as your Football Friday continues. Just around the corner from the Budweiser Dojo here on 99.1. You're listening to the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
High school football, Carnes stormed back to defeat Oak Ridge last night on Rivalry Thursday, 42-35, the final score. Deshaun Bishop impressed with another monster game, 272 yards rushing on 31 carries, 4 touchdowns in the win. Other Thursday finals included Sevier County's 42-0 shutout win over Heritage, Gallenberg-Pittman's 48-6 beatdown of Northview Academy. Thursday night football saw the Buccaneers hold off the Eagles for the 28-22 win. Tom Brady threw for a pair of touchdowns. And the Dodgers finally broke through the 1-1 tie in the top of the ninth, held on for the 2-1 win over the Giants in Game 5, advancing on to face the Braves in the National League Championship Series. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. It's To the Window. That's coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Well, Friday continuing here with the starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Your Football Friday continuing here on your flagship station for the University of Tennessee. Will, I say why wait until game day all day begins tomorrow when it can begin this morning right here at Long's, my friend.
Yeah, that's right. Stop by and see us here at Long's Drugstore this morning. 65 years in business, yes. Long's Drugstore. Look, you love to, if you've never been here, the food here is absolutely incredible. The people are great. I love the setup here because it's almost like a conversation pit that we're kind of, you sit in here. When you sit down, it's old school. It's something like you wouldn't believe that you could still get into an eatery like this when you talk about old school drugstore with the fountain and the whole nine yards. And they've got that here for you at Long's. The food's absolutely amazing. The people here at Long's are spectacular people as well. So it's always great to be able to support great people at East Tennessee. And if you look here, their pharmacy is fantastic. If you ever need to stop by and you're in West Knoxville, just pick up some dry goods or anything like that. They've got that taken care of for you. That is taken care of for you as well. And I'm telling you, stop by and have breakfast. If you've never had breakfast, you've never had lunch at Long's, stop by and see them at Long's Drugstore.
4-2 last week. 133-84-3. Will West, let's do it. This is the opportunity to go over 50 units. It begins now. To the Window here on TSL. Mr. West, 2-1 last week. Again, a 4-2 week, and it's one where we want to start finishing strong. We'll take 4-2. It's a winning weekend. But we want 6-0, and you're going to get us started.
All right, here we go. You want to start out with the Free Money Friday soccer?
Let's start out with
the Free Money Friday soccer. Brighton's playing Norwich. Brighton has been fantastic this year. Norwich has been terrible this year. I do not see the international break changing that because neither of these teams have players. Well, I guess Brighton does not have players that are particularly good enough to be able to go play for their international teams, and so they've not run their legs off. So Brighton is rested. Norwich is not. So give me Brighton. It's only plus 105 right now. Is what it is. Yeah.
Plus money?
Plus money. Plus 105 right now for Brighton. Neil Mappe, remember that name? Because he's a guy that literally has tried to fight his manager on the sideline before in the middle of a game.
Who hasn't?
But at the same time, he's just like that character, hothead soccer guy. But Brighton's going to win this game. Brighton's going to win this game by 2 goals. Norwich can't stop people, and they're not going to stop Brighton and what Graham Potter puts together this week. To college football, Texas A&M figured some things out, right?
Did they? I don't know. Did they?
Not a ton.
Tell me more about it.
Look, I don't think they're that great, but I know that Missouri's defense is trash.
Yeah.
So give me Texas A&M. I'll lay those 9.5 points and not just feel good about it. I'll feel great about it. Although I do need to shower for having picked Jimbo Fisher's team to do anything whatsoever that's positive. And then to the NFL, I like that the Bears got a nice win, right? The Packers are only a 4.5-point favorite.
Did the Bears get that win, though, because of the John Gruden Raider thing going on?
I don't know if it was that. I just think that it was a nice win for them, and the Raiders are up and down. In the NFL, it's any given Sunday, right? So the line, though, was overreacted to that Bears win last week, though. The Packers are going to win this game by 10 points or more. Give me Green Bay. I'll lay the 4.5 points against the Chicago Bears this weekend. So, again, Brighton plus 106 on the money line. Give me Texas A&M minus 9.5 against Missouri in that atrocious defense.
Yeah.
And then give me the Green Bay Packers minus 4.5 against the Bears.
You know, you want to talk about teams that right now that are in atrocious positions. They could be looking to perhaps replace their coaches, and now you got to kick them while they're down. Nobody likes to get kicked while they're down. Sure. Or you could pick at the carcass. Will, I have no idea how this line hasn't started creeping towards 11 or 12. Give me the Gators on the road minus 10.5 against LSU. I think Florida goes in there. Emory Jones does. They have so many injuries on the defensive side of the football. I don't think that you're going to see LSU win a conference game again. Their only win left on the schedule is Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah.
You didn't get Kentucky last week. I know there's supposed to be some friction, but there's a rivalry because of the hurricane rescheduled. No. Florida goes in there. They kick LSU's teeth down their throat. To me, this is an 11, 12-point game. If you can still get it at 10.5 points, grab it while you can before this thing gets closer to 11 and 12 before kickoff. That's Gators minus 10.5. It's the literal last game on the college football schedule tomorrow night, Will. You got to stay up late to watch it. Give me Nevada minus 14 against Hawaii. Hawaii, it's cute. They turn the football over. Their defense is on par with their offense, which you usually don't see in a Hawaii-led team. Nevada, though, after what they did with Boise State, what they've shown so far in the West Coast Conference, it's not Colin Kaepernick's Nevada Wolfpack team, but this is an efficient team that can keep their head together for four quarters of football. That's what Nevada's been missing the last couple of seasons, was not playing a complete football game. No perfect antidote than having a Hawaii team right now who offense isn't clicking, isn't as high-powered. Nevada can take advantage of that, minus 14 points. And, Will, I'll do it. And I was on it before Arizona started having some COVID issues, and I'll do it right now. We said it this week. Monday, we did a start bench cut of when the Arizona Cardinals' first loss would occur this year. I said the Browns are beating the Cardinals coming up this week. Cleveland minus 2.5. I think they knock off Arizona for their first loss of the year. Again, two coaches and a player. They're still contact tracing for COVID. There could be some more absent players from Cleveland's lineup on Sunday. Do this before it gets past a field goal. I can get the Browns right now less than a field goal. Give me that. Recap. 10.5, Florida over LSU. 14, Nevada over Hawaii. Cleveland over Arizona, minus 2.5.
Can I give a quick public service announcement?
Please.
Because there is not a week, not a week that goes by that somebody doesn't parlay our picks.
Yes.
We go 5-1 or something, and then they're like, "You guys, why didn't you guys win that one game?"
Never parlay.
Goodness gracious. If you want to parlay and just on a whim because you want to put $5 in for a chance to win whatever, but don't, like, bet them individually. I'll just say that.
Can you imagine? Could you imagine? There are people out here, you hit 66% of your picks. Let's say the parlay, you're three.
Yeah.
You hit 66% of your picks and you come away with no money.
Yeah.
No money.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
So you guys out there who are like, that's awesome. We appreciate the confidence you have in us.
Yes.
But again, Will, we went 4-2 last week. We made money.
Yeah.
And people are like, you screwed me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so you parlayed.
Look, we're not that good. We're 49 games over 500 right now, 49 units up.
Yeah.
We're not that good, though, that we're going to give you 6-0 every single week.
You know who is good, though?
Who's
perfect
that?
Fit every time. Our girl Sharon over at New Balance Knoxville.
Yeah, New Balance Knoxville Suburban Shopping Center. It is the perfect fit every time. They're wide sizes, extra wide sizes like I need. They have those for you. I train in New Balance Minimus because they literally last twice as long as any other brand when I use them in the gym. But you'll love the styles and colorways that they have for fall. It's New Balance Knoxville.
You know, last week I was tweeting out trying to get a little bit of just ideas from our listeners. And they wanted us to bring the logos back, but they said sometimes the logos were confusing, so to also write them down. Will, we're teaching people soccer logos as well. Even if the name is in the logo, sometimes it'd be like, we love the photos and the logos. We just sometimes don't
I have no idea what that means.
Who's Florida A&M? What are the Rattlers? So we brought back the logos. We brought back the names. Everything you need to know. All we got it together there on the Twitter timelines this morning. That is at TSL99.1. At Will West WNML and at Tyler.
Oh, we're about to eat some breakfast. We're here at Long's Drugstore. I got an egg sandwich and some fries coming my way. Ivins has got some bacon and eggs coming his way. Here we go.
I'm sorry. What'd you say that under
Eric
your breath?
Kane's really excited.
Kaner, act like we're not going to sit here and take care of you before it's all said and done. We're growing boys, man. And we still got two more hours to get to. Not only talking about Ruthie's delicious food as she comes out from behind the kitchen with a big smile on her face, but we got to talk about how many points are going to be on the scoreboard tomorrow night that can put smiles on Tennessee's football faces, fans, tomorrow night. We'll get to it coming up on the other side. Here, the starting lineup from Long's 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.